And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That'd be this one. Right Side Radio knows it. It's Alabama. And I'm talking about we send our signal like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. And according to what we just heard, also in Coleman. I love the fact that he's sitting here going, yeah, man, Roger in my wood shop has you on every day. That's just way cool. We appreciate it, too. Hey, listen, I got to say, somebody else that covers down on some major ground is Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, chain of clinics that is throughout North Alabama. And, I mean, listen, this is who I use personally, all right? And I mean that. This is who I use personally in the Gadsden area. They got locations in Gadsden, Atala, Anniston, five locations around the Birmingham area. The two newest ones are in Chelsea and Hoover. I hear there's more coming. But Southern Immediate Care, I know the owner of the entire chain. What an amazing guy. And they're always so clean. The staff is incredibly friendly and proficient when I go in. I never feel like my time's being wasted. And they're open 7 days a week, y'all. You wake up on a Saturday morning, the kid's got a fever. What do? Well, Southern Immediate Care could be available to you. Just look up online, find the location nearest to you, and I guarantee you, you'll be glad you did. Southern Immediate Care, all throughout northern Alabama. And if you go in for the first time, by the way, or even the second or third time, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, listen, the text messages just blew up. But I am a little bit jealous. Oh, thank you. I did not. That totally caught me off guard. I thought my headphones had blown. I didn't know what was going on. Jeff from Indiana is in the Smoky Mountains, and that's great. Even sent us a picture, bud. You see the picture yet? Jeff from Indiana, he and his sweet wife. Jeff, you married up, man. You just married up. But Jeff from Indiana is in the Smoky Mountains with his wife and friends celebrating their 39th wedding anniversary. It's awesome. Well, I'm right behind you, brother. I'm coming up on 37. So congrats to you, Jeff from Indiana, and your sweet bride. Let's see what else we got here. Mike from Muscle Shoals. It's common for high school seniors to graduate from JUCO before they graduate from high school. Yeah, but not as common as you might think. And what we did was we put this thing in place. I think he's talking about the dual enrollment bill that I had. That's not always been available. A lot of times in the past, you actually had to have a high school degree before you could enroll in a two-year college. And so this gives them the ability to enroll in the tech side of junior college while they're still enrolled in high school and gain that technical. I mean, the trades are short of people, right? I mean, everything's short of people. But the trades especially are short on people. And that dual enrollment bill has been one of the coolest things I got a chance to be a part of as a senator. Kenneth from Somerville, he just jumped in and says, Joe Biden just made a statement that he watched the GOP debate, but it was all just a bunch of talk. Well, that's what debates are. And he ends it by saying, duh. Well, there you go. I also saw that, and it's kind of classless, but what else do you expect? They did catch Biden today and say, have you seen President Trump's mugshot? And he laughed. First thing he did was he laughed.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
And then that he says a lot.
And then he said, he's a handsome guy. Okay. Can we accuse him of having a man crush? Is that possible? It laughed. I can't believe he laughed. Mike from Muscle Shoals just texted back in and says, that's what I mean. I was bragging on you. Oh, thank you, brother. I wasn't trying to correct you. I was just kind of clarifying the record. But I appreciate Mike from Muscle Shoals. Thanks much, man. I appreciate you. Tony from Piedmont. He says, I don't know what he's saying here. There's no reason to thank us because we don't exist. You never saw us. This never happened. Okay. It applies to fast attack submarines, too. Oh, he says, the reason why the Wagner Group didn't make it to Mexico, no logistics. You know how far you can go. Well, okay, that's the point. He's talking about my first dipper. I'm getting the sense, Boomer, that it may be a two-dipper day.
It may be.
I just kind of
feel all right.
It's okay. They
were good. Friday, too.
There were some good darn dippers, and I had a mini dipper in there.
Yeah, and you had a guest.
And I had a guest. Dadgum. Darlene from Decatur. Speaking of jobs and big companies, the Dakin Company in Decatur is so grateful to the city of Decatur that they threw a big party for the entire city. The Dakin Japanese Festival in May. It's all free for anyone who shows up. Free food, kids' activities, dancing, etc. Dakin also contributed to Decatur by establishing a Japanese garden and also built an amphitheater. Dakin has donated new books to the library and donated many things to Decatur City Schools. That's cool. You know, that's See, that's the thing. When you've got one of the things that we put in place, you know, there used to be a move to incentives were always to attract new business. Incentives were always to attract new business. Just new business, all the new business. What about the good citizen companies that are here now, like Dakin? That's very cool. Darlene, thank you for that. So we put things in place. You can now have incentives for the purpose of expansion. In other words, we want you to continue being a good neighbor here with us, and we're going to do all we can to make it for you. Rex from Huntsville. What are we saying? Oh, he says he used Gudger's place. He says, we used Garland's to strip paint from an old fireplace mantles that were made in 1913 so we could use them in our new house. Pretty special because they were in my great-grandfather's house. We had to demolish. Great work by their folks. That's cool. That's very cool. I'm telling you, Boomer.
I like that.
You need to go over there and check it out.
I don't need to go. I may go. I don't need to take my wife.
That's what I'd say. leave the... Oh, honey, I forgot the debit card.
Oh, sorry.
I don't
know. Next time.
How'd that happen? I never travel without that. And there's a place over there. I'm trying to think the name of it. It's not Wildflower Cafe. That was in Mentone. But there's a couple of neat little cafes in downtown, too, right around the corner from Gudger's.
It's been a while since I've been over to Coleman there.
Coleman's worth a trip. It's worth a trip. Lisa from Huntsville. Both fireplace mantles in our house came from Southern Accents and Coleman. They were old wooden. They were old and wooden. They were gorgeous. Glad. See, this is cool. John from Huntsville. When somebody says jobs, 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 all I hear is money, money, money. Well, as long as there's money coming into the economy, John, we're all good, brother. Jeremy from going back a little bit. Peg Leg Dave. I met Peg Leg. I tell you, I met Peg Leg Dave the other night.
You did.
I did.
he met a lot of people.
That was very cool. Peg Leg Dave texted in a little while ago talking about the Russian general that no one's seen since June. He says, I think old boy's taking a dirt nap. Probably right. Jeremy from Huntsville, sounds like Axis Power is talking about the BRICS groups, the Brazil, who is that? Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, now seeing UAE, Iran, and Saudi Arabia joining. I can't believe I just named all that. But that's. Are you impressed?
I'm impressed.
I'm rather impressed.
I was like, man, you're just naming them all off.
I just looked up at the sky and began to name
them. Let me just see what's all in my brain.
But yeah, but those are a bunch of bad actors, some of them anyway. And yeah, sounds like Axis Powers, he says. A couple more and then we'll take a break. Brian from Huntsville texted way back in. He says, I don't know what he means. The Don McLean American Pie Twisted version. I don't know what that means. Brian, you may have to clarify for us because we're totally lost in what you meant. And then David from Huntsville says, there's two Davids from Huntsville. I was the original. Okay, he's the OG David. OG David is David from Huntsville. All right, listen, we're going to take a break right now, about a minute or two early. We'll come back from this, see what other kind of text messages and things y'all got for me. We'll take them, and then we'll close out the day. For a Friday, for a Fri-yay, because that's what it is. You are at the weekend, my friends, and it's go-home time. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right, making common sense a superpower. Hey, by the way, I got to tell you, ZLA Solutions, they've been with us since this show began, and ZLA Solutions is amazing at what they do to help businesses. So here I was talking about all this jobs, 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 and economic development, and how we can have workforce incentives and that kind of stuff. And let me tell you, there are also companies like ZLA that are out there helping to foster an environment that makes it easier for businesses to be successful. ZLA Solutions, you can find them on their website at zlausa.com. They can bring all kinds of business end solutions to you. They can help you with your quality control, your sorting and containment, your logistics, your warehousing. But people, man, staffing, that's their bread and butter. If you're looking for folks, ZLA Solutions, they can find them. A lot of those kind of companies that I was just talking about with Senator Gudger a minute ago, ZLA is already in and working with to help find the people they need to staff out different automotive manufacturing plants, major service industries, hospitals, all of it. Blue collar, white collar, no collar, I always say it, don't matter. They can help you. So if you need people, if you need business help, they're there to do nothing more than to help you make your business better. Go to ZLA Solutions on their website at ZLAUSA.com. Friends of mine, I trust them implicitly. I was texting with them earlier today. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. All right. I tell you what, I don't know where to begin. We got so many little mini dippers, but the first thing I was going to do is go to the phone because I know that Brian from Huntsville is hanging on. Hey, Brian, how you doing, buddy?
Been better, been worse, but so have we all. Boomer, thank you for setting up the Bragging Rights Football Contest. And what I was talking about was Don McLean's American Pie.
Yeah.
And me being a Tennessee fan and some Auburn fans, I want to pick on my Bama buddies. And that would be, bye, bye, Bama will cry. Saban drove to the levee and his gas tank ran dry. Some good old boys will go home and cry. This is the day they deny.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Well, you know what? I bet John from Huntsville is going to give you a good grade today.
Y'all have a wonderful evening.
See you, brother. Well, that was hilarious.
That was awesome.
I did not know he was a Tennessee fan.
I did. I knew it.
Okay, here's what you've got to do now, Boomer.
Yeah.
Now you got to find the sound effect of that young kid who was interviewed on the campus. Goodness. Talking about what he thought about Tennessee.
And I need to find that.
It's hilarious.
Yes, that is.
There's a bunch of lying snitches.
Snitches?
There's a bunch of snitches, and I hate that orange. It's like that. It's not like orange. It's like that nasty inside of a pumpkin orange.
I need to find that. You know, coming from Nashville, moving back down here, all my friends up there were, you know, those that Tennessee fandom, whatever. So
you were the guy in the room.
I was the guy in the room.
Yeah.
So
they had to razz you, and then you had to watch them get beat.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Brian from Huntsville is a songwriter now. That's good stuff. Hey, I got a couple of mini dippers that have just, I mean, it's like I don't want to wait till Monday. I want to talk about them.
Go on.
So just bear with me. The latest thing, have you heard, boom shakalaka, you know how the Biden administration, the Department of Energy, is trying to make changes to your dishwasher, to your air conditioner,
yeah,
to your refrigerator, of course, to your cars.
Of course.
Have you heard the latest thing that came out today that they're applying new regulations to?
There's new ones.
Oh.
Something else.
Let's just picture it. Is there anything in life that makes you comfortable? They will try and change it. Yeah. Is there anything in life that you feel good about? Well, they will try and change it. Ceiling fans.
Wait, they're trying to change. I just hit the microphone. They're trying to change ceiling fans.
I kid you not.
What are they wanting to do?
They want them to be more energy efficient.
Oh.
I mean, never mind.
That's the first thing I would think about is my ceiling fan being energy efficient.
Exactly. And they say that if the new standards are put in place as they are directing, that over the life of the ceiling fan, you'll save $39.
Wow.
I mean, buy a pizza and a half with that, $39.
Over the life of a ceiling fan.
Over the life of the ceiling fan, yes. They say over the lifespan of the new energy efficient fan. They like to say it that way. But they're literally saying, but here's the thing. The cost to manufacturers associated with the increased equipment will total upwards of $86 million per year. So they're going to increase the cost of manufacturing, but you're going to save money. No, you're not, because they're going to increase the cost of your fan.
Yeah.
So it's a wash.
It's a complete wash.
They can't resist.
What's going to be the next thing?
The next thing they'll go after?
Yeah, what's the next one? I mean, we're
electric toothbrushes.
Electric toothbrushes.
I don't know. Just hazarding a guess.
Something.
Your heating pad. I don't know what.
Televisions, probably.
Oh, that's already done.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure that's happening.
That's happening.
Yeah. The other mini dipper that I had that I wanted to talk about briefly is, did you see Carlos Santana last night? I mean, I feel like we're on a bit of a ramble here, but I'm all over
Santana.
The board.
No, I did not. What did
Carlos
he say?
Santana, the great Carlos Santana,
right.
Guitarist extraordinaire, been around since, the 70s. He came last night, and he has raised a lot of eyebrows because he came out in a concert last night. I think it was last night, performing in Atlantic City. No, I take it back. It was just a couple weeks ago, actually, but the video is kind of getting out. He stopped in the middle of his show to share his thoughts on transgenderism. Yes. And his words were, "When God made you and me, before we came out of the womb, you know who you are and what you are. And when you see things, start believing things, you need to understand that a man is a man and a woman is a woman." Okay. That's it. And he said, and then he said, "That's it. Whatever you want to do in the closet, that's your business. I'm okay with that." In other words, he's saying, keep it to yourself.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah, I mean, come on. So, yeah, it just caught a lot of people off guard because he's supposed to be on board with the narrative. Doesn't he know? Did he not get the memo? How is a rock star allowed to say something like this? Anyway, you saw
They're
music.
They're getting fed up.
They are getting fed up.
Stop telling me what to do. Let me do what I'm supposed to do, and that is entertain my guests.
That's exactly right.
Entertain everyone.
Follow my calling and do what I do. Y'all stop it. By the way, the grades I think are in. Yes. John from Huntsville just said, Brian from Huntsville just stole the trophy from Boomer with an A triple plus. And he said, he's telling Brian, he said, you can be my co-writer any day, in fact. He said, I'm writing a new song now about Boomer called The Boomerang. but he did go on to say, he says, Phil, after I added some extra credit points for that awesome mini dipper and the awesome guest, you get an A plus. Roger in the Woodshop and Jeff from Indiana also get an A plus. Boomer, even though you didn't play a lot of sound effects, you're still today's winner with an A triple plus. But then you also lost that because, you know, Brian came along with
right,
the song.
Right, because then Brian.
Yeah. And for setting up the college football pick'em contest and giving me a second chance to redeem myself. All right, speaking of which, brother, before we go.
Yeah.
College pick'em. Talk
All
about
right,
it again.
College pick'em. All right. So if you did not receive a text or if it does not work for you, go to our website, www.rightsideradio.org. And in the right-hand top corner, you'll see a little link. Press it, and it'll give you directions and another link where you can push it to go register for the college pick'em. This is just for fun. We're having a good old time, Right Side Ruffians, if you want to join us. I mean, I'm sure there's some Right Side Ruffians out there that love their football too.
Oh yeah, and
absolutely.
So I've never done one of these. So what's going to happen? I'll sign up this weekend, and yep. then I'll get an email every week telling me the game of the week.
Yeah. Or so games in the settings, when you sign up, you'll see little check boxes, and it can tell you, "Hey, please send me an email telling me it's the day before the game, and I need to register. You know, go on and pick my picks and stuff." And it's only picking the ones that you want to win. It's not doing the spread because I know some people don't enjoy that or don't understand it. So we just went. Who's going to win?
That involves math. I wouldn't do it. All right. So let me ask you this: is it just SEC? Is it?
No. We're doing. It is the top 25. So basically, out of the top 25 teams that are ranked, that it'll randomly pick what teams are on there. So
what you're saying is I might not see Auburn a whole lot.
Yeah, but hey, you are very excited about it. You may see them all the time, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people that look to see if you pick Auburn every single
because
time.
Because Hugh Freeze is there now.
There you go.
I'm just saying.
Just
wow. All right. Hey, listen. We got plenty more of that came from. So on Monday we're back here at 2:00, and you guys know the deal. We'll be solid conservative and just playing right there too. But we love our Right Side Ruffians. It's been a great week of interacting with all of you. Loved meeting some of you in person at Terry's Pizza the other night. Love the fact that a bunch of you have already signed up to join in the college pick'em with us. And listen, you're the reason why we do this, all right? Boomer and I sit here, we can just talk into a can, ain't nobody listening, why are we doing it? So, no, we got a huge audience, and we do not take it for granted. We love each one of you. Have an amazing weekend. I mean, remember this, too. The message here is Jesus is Lord, America is great, Alabama is beautiful, and life is worth living, and you're going to hear it all the time on this show. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday. right side ruffians out there. You are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right.